This is All Things Considered on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. Hugh Auchincloss III, one of Rhode Island's last links to John F. Kennedy's presidency, has died at the age of 87 in Newport. Now, here he is talking to Rhode Island Public Radio back in November of 2013 on the 50th anniversary of JFK's death.
He always respected everybody's else's opinion. He was always asking questions, even for me. He always took advice. He never boasted about himself, despite all the stuff you hear about charisma and charm and all that. Yes, he did have charisma. He did have charm. But the great thing about him was his humility and his respect for other people's opinions.
Now, Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay joins me in the studio to remember the man who was First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis's stepbrother. Thanks, Scott.
Great to be here, Dave.
Hugh Auchincloss III kind of lived on the perimeter of history. What was he like?
Well, you know, he was one of these guys from the old world of Park Avenue, summers in Newport, European vacations. Again, he was most well known because he was Jacqueline Kennedy's stepbrother, and he was very close to the president in a social sense during the Kennedy administration. He was one of the people who would be often a guest at the summer White House at Hammersmith Farm, where he grew up and his stepsister grew up, actually, and summered, as they say in a verb. He was a diplomat briefly during the Kennedy administration in the Middle East, in Egypt, but he cut quite a social figure in Newport. He was well known around town, and he lived out his years. He died, again, in a cottage on the property at Hammersmith Farm, where he spent so many summers.
Now, during the JFK administration, he was a member of the family, as it were. Was there any indication that he gave any advice, that he was called upon as an advisor at all, an unofficial person in the shadows there? I mean, we heard from the cut that JFK did talk with him.
He was intimate with the family, but he was not an important policy advisor by any means.
You touched on it briefly. What was Newport society like during the Kennedy White House days?
Well, it was kind of glamorous. You know, if you go to the Kennedy Library in Boston, you can see the photos of people like the Pells, the Kennedys, Robert Kennedy, Auchincloss, sailing on the boats. You can see them frolicking on Bailey's Beach. You can see Caroline Kennedy and John John running around the waterfront. And it's kind of an old link to the time at Camelot. The first Catholic to be president was John F. Kennedy, but in those days when he was merely a senator, he couldn't sign a tab at the Bailey's Beach Club because he was Catholic, and this was a very, very WASPy type of circle. But it was a fairly elite world that pretty much is a misty memory for most of us today.
When Hammersmith Farm in Newport, the family home in Newport, was sold, Hugh Auchincloss was allowed to stay there, right? He was allowed to keep living there.
He lived in a small cottage on the property, and he was allowed there to live for the rest of his life. His nickname was Yusha. He cut quite a presence in Newport social circles, coaching weekends, but he himself pretty much lived in a sort of genteel poverty in the final years of his life. And I last saw him at Mrs. Pell's funeral a couple of years ago, and he was quite frail. But as you can tell from the cut that we ran, his mind was still very sharp.
So when and where are his services?
There's going to be a service for Yusha Auchincloss at 11 a.m. on July 11th at just where you'd expect, Trinity Episcopal Church, the historic Episcopal Church in Newport.
Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR, and you're listening to All Things Considered.